You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We're going to talk about DraftKings real quick, because DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sports book, but also America's top-rated sports book. Put those hands on those hearts and say the national anthem with DraftKings, of course. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate. There's plenty of instructions for noobs like myself. Limitless ways to get in on all the action. Go ahead and parlay anything you can think of. My loved ones have been loving. A lot of love. The DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. This is great off of DraftKings Sportsbook's putting you courtside. I know this is a hockey podcast, but there are other sports, so the chance to turn $1 to $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team still in contention. And next season, it could be the Pistons. Yeah, bring that Cade Cunningham throwdown. Boom. Bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits.
Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the one basketball team of your choice to win in their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Live shows. We'll call this episode 59 for now. This all might change later when Matt downloads this and edits it and all that fun stuff. Of Red Wings Rant, hosted by us, Brothers of Discussion, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network, where tirades and impassioned pleads about your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Anybody from Twitch joining us? We have our new Twitch channel. Thank you for coming along. Hopefully we got some video games in the works. What? Our number two most viewed video on our YouTube channel, Matt playing NHL 21. So of course, what if I'm a smart analytic mind? What do I need to do? I need to set up a Twitch channel.
Play more video games. NHL Twitch.
Woo! Today we're going to be talking about, even though we promised on the YouTube channel to talk about building a winner through free agency, we're also going to touch on Alex Tungay being hired by Steve Yzerman and as an assistant coach, and the reports coming in that Keith Petruzzelli will not be signing with the Red Wings. Sad news.
Mike, you did it. I have not looked at the numbers yet, but is the over-under for goals allowed by Montreal, is it 5? And would you take the over or the under?
I would take the under, especially since
what if it was 4?
If we have a period almost in the books here with no goals, so I'm going to go.
Would you take
4 goals? Under? I'll still go with the under. I'm sniffing 3-2, 2-1. Should we real quick? We haven't seen each other since the Stanley Cup Finals started.
I would also take the under.
Do we want to do picks real quick?
Picks? The team that I just, you know, snog them all the time would easily be Tampa Bay. The way that, you know, Kucherov gets, you know, point after point after game, and he tried to give one to Palat, and he was just like, yeah, he can have one.
I thought you were saying that Kucherov gets points after Braden Point, which is pretty much what happens. So Braden Point lights him up, Kucherov lights him up.
Yeah, Kucherov, he gets so many, he's ready to just defer him, you know? he's like that guy. You can't do it in Vegas anymore because now you just get that little receipt We used to get actual chips when things would go well for you. So he's just giving out chips left and right, and now he's got a, I don't know what the equivalent would be, give out little receipts with portions of credits on it. So
I want to see if I can find this right now, because there was this great line from Igor Larionov, who's throwing some shade at the NHL, at Sidney Crosby. Here it is.
Oh, I mean, let me hear that. Yeah.
It was, I've never seen anything like it, is what this article is called by Joe Smith of The Athletic. And it's basically Igor Larionov. And obviously we, respect him quite a bit as Red Wings fans. But him throwing shade is basically him going, I mean, we've seen like Sidney Crosby do some stuff, but this isn't that. This is way better than that. And it's like, whoo. I mean, Igor's, Igor's pumping his home country. You got to respect it. He's playing the game. But I mean, again, if we want to take away the fact that he is kind of playing that game and tooting his own horn from Russia, but I mean, he is right. Everything you're saying is right. I mean, Kucherov really is just blowing it up. And I wish that this article actually came along with that list of stats that that we saw, because now he's in, as if we go back to like the last 20 seasons.
Yeah, didn't he get he's in Gretzky Lemieux territory now?
Yes, he is. Yep. Or you're right. Not 20 seasons, like 40 seasons.
Yeah.
I forget what year we're in.
Time's really going by fast, man. Yeah, it's 2021.
Are we still 20 or are we getting closer to 40?
Right. I don't know what I like more, that the Cooch is just dominating and we don't have to talk about Lemieux anymore. We could just say Cooch and say, I was there. I saw one of the greats. Or the people who are still upset about the Tampa Bay management knowing how to exploit the rules of the salary cap. And then the higher-ups in the NHL just going, well, I mean, you all could. So, no one's stopping the rest of you from doing it. So, yeah, just go ahead and bench one of your superstars for the whole year. Still get one of the top seeds and then advance in the playoffs. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. So
I think they're in a mad scramble to try and fix it or do something to curb it. They're going to try something. There's going to be, remember with the All-Star game when the Red Wings just wanted to skip the All-Star game. Then they're like, all right, if you do that, you're suspended and fined for like a week. And the Red Wings were still like, cool, no problem. We'll take a vacation. But what I thought was funny is that was the punishment. It was because the Red Wings were already trying to get time off. So Gary Bettman said, you know what? You're not playing. And then Lidstrom's like, no, I don't want to play. No, that's right. You're not going to play because I'm telling you, you're not going to play.
Put him in his
all
place,
about it.
Gear Bear. Man, we have some Red Wing oriented topics for today.
We do. Mike, we've been talking the draft nonstop for almost all of June, a little bit of May. But we finally have some news. We have a new coach coming in. New assistant bench boss.
Not head coach, guys. Not head coach. Sorry. Still got the Blash.
Right. not replacing Blash. But if anything,
we're enhancing Blash.
I would say could replace him if you squinted, because another bald man heading behind the bench, very bald.
Man,
Alex Tungay, of course.
Of a bitch.
Of course. From Colorado Avalanche. And they're I want to say, I was going to say in their heyday, but I mean, you're missing the mid-90s there for Tungay, but still, still some bullshit mixed in there, a little bit of Colorado Avalanche bullshit mixed in there. If you know what I'm saying, Mike, he's taken over, for Bylsma, getting the power play. And, as Helene St. James reported, also in charge of the forwards. So you take that, to mean whatever you like.
Yeah. Correct my butchering of this pronunciation, but Jeff Salashko, does that ring a bell?
Whew. I can't wait to find out.
That is the Detroit Red Wings goalie coach.
Oh, okay.
So we have a goalie coach, and now we have a forward coach. So, Jeff, you get the defenseman. Woo!
Well,
I'm getting on board with your squinting statement that we might have a new coach.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the squinting statement is just because they're both bald. I made the joke on Twitter.
Oh, it's a bald joke. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tungay is basically hitting his second job here. And he had a pretty successful run with the Iowa Wild and brought them to the fifth ranked power play, I believe, in the last season. So Red Wings trying to find something to do with the power play. Bring in a new coaching mind. He's 41. You know, one of the things he threw in there is something that, you know, Jeff is obviously a part of the hiring process. And he said over and over and over in like his postseason comments that he sees himself as a new coach and that he's always learning. And, in the press conference today, what did Alex repeatedly say? I'm never a finished product. I'm always learning. And I think that speaks to what Jeff like sees in himself. So I can't say enough that I do not think he's here to replace Jeff in any way, especially if they brought in Dan Bylsma and it never happened. You know, Dan Bylsma from the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 08 year. So yeah. If that or you know what? No, that was 09, wasn't it? Because it was Michelle Therrien and then, man, Jesus, the years. All right.
Yeah, they go by quick.
The years eat away my brain. Back to Alex Tungay. That was all about my joke on Twitter where Steve Yzerman, I said, sees himself in his coaching staff. And that only is because they have shiny bald heads. And, you know, rim shot.
Off of their bald head? Is that what you mean?
Yes, their shiny domes reflect Steve Yzerman's face. Why Steve brought in Mr. Tungay. No, but clearly, we're filling out a power play vacancy for the coaching staff. We're talking about like the worst power play. If you just want to talk looks, of course, we broke records for the drought in scoring a power play goal this past season. So something needed to change. And I think this is the long and short of it, is that Tungay was able to, even in his young coaching career, find success with his AHL team. And then, Mike, I think it's worth noting, 244 power play points in his career. Nothing to sneeze at. That is goddamn good. And he said himself, you know, he wants to come in with some fresh ideas. So he's excited at that the roster he's looking at. I think this is a pretty good signing.
Yeah, it's, you know, we'll see how it pans out. I just thought it was kind of interesting that the Red Wings are, again, kind of going to a well of, you know, somebody who's coached, you know, in the minors, you know, much like Jeff and now Alex. So as far as the Red Wings kind of, you know, being focused on, you know, having such a young, youthful roster, having these minds who are supposed to be good at, you know, watering the young stem into the tree, you know, I guess this still kind of follows in that thesis there, as opposed to somebody who's kind of more oriented towards, you know, managing, you know, veteran personalities and, you know, dick measuring contests. These are going to be guys who just put a strategy together for younger guys. So I do like that.
I'll finish off with this. This actually works with your point. Is a lot of guys keep saying, or I shouldn't say a lot of guys. We had our own free agents that came in this year, like Bobby Ryan and Thomas Greiss, who made the comment, "I'm here because of what Steve Yzerman told me." And I think a lot of that goes back to his playing days, and that these guys are talking player to player. So now they're talking to Alex Tungay, who's 5 years removed from his playing days. So I think a lot of that is going to come into play. And Alex brought that up himself. It's not just about saying, like, I am your coach and this is what you're going to do. But he comes along with a pedigree of being able to do it himself. So I kind of like that aspect of it. I think, Mike, there's probably more to that than we'll even give credit to. If that's what Steve Yzerman's doing to bring guys in here, got to imagine he's going to do it to get buy-in for these young kids, especially if we think there's going to be a lot of turnover and a lot of the names are going to be different. And hopefully a lot of the names are going to be younger. So bring in Alex Tungay. Maybe a cool cat that they respected while they were watching TV when they were a little bit younger, right? That doesn't hurt either. All right. Moving on to some sad news. We bring in an angel, Alex Tungay, and another angel leaves us. Keith Petruzzelli, regardless if it's him not signing a Red Wings contract or the Red Wings not offering him a new contract, what we know is that he will not be signing a contract with the Red Wings. I made the joke on the old Twitter, all those wasted Instagram DMs of trying to get him to join the show. Unfortunately, won't make a lick of difference now, but he's available. So we could actually have him. There won't be any issues contract-wise with the Red Wings and him joining our podcast, but it won't mean a thing because he's not going to be signing a contract. He's a 22-year-old goalie prospect. Fantastic season with Quinnipiac in the NCAA. .926 save percentage this year. Mike, this comes. Let me see if I can read this off real quick. Because this is when you're looking at a prospect, this is what you want to see is growth, maturity, and he's really just getting better. Some of that comes with he's in the NCAA, so when he gets into his fourth season, he's also playing freshmen who haven't seen any NCAA hockey. But let's go through the numbers. Mike, 2017-18, .892 save percentage. Next season jumps up to .904. Next season jumps up to .920, very respectable. And then, like I mentioned, this past season, .926. So he incrementally got better with the save percentage, clearly was learning, and I thought was making his moves to be our top goaltender prospect. 6'5", sure, he's a little light at around 170, I think, off the top of my head. But, I mean, a .926 save percentage in the NCAA, clearly showing growth, like we just mentioned, in his save percentage statistics. And then, it's a tough season for the NCAA. They didn't know when they were going to start playing, and he still came in and had a hell of a year. So, I mean, left and right in the NCAA, we're seeing cats that are not playing up to, I don't know, if we just want to say up to the standard that you'd expect, and Keith just made it look easy this year, but now he's going to be outside of the Red Wings prospect pool.
Yeah, it looked like he wasn't just doing, like you talk about year by year, he's improving and is, statistically all his numbers are just getting better and better and better. and it looked like he's actually up not just for the best goalie in college hockey, he's up for the best player in college hockey. Yeah. Not necessarily winning the award, but, just to be kind of nominated for something like that. And I think it's Hobie Baker, the Hobie Baker Award. And it's tough. There's still not a lot of literature on this yet because we're still kind of waiting for this story to come out a little bit more. But it looks like he wants to go test the waters. So come August, that's kind of a huge bummer because it looked like, we were looking for a 6'5" goalie prospect with, some numbers that would, inspire you and think we're going to be, okay in the future going forward. So if this holds sway and there wasn't really any notes about, him wanting more money or a change of scenery, or if he wants another year in college or Europe or whatever the hell he wants to do, it's still kind of up in the air. We'll probably have to have updates, in the coming week or so.
I think he can do another year
of college eligibility
because of COVID.
Okay.
I think that might be the rule, but he is in his fourth year. Mike, the point of the Hobie Baker is a fantastic point. Can you imagine getting a finalist for that award? Granted, there's like 1,000 finalists, but one of them and the Red Wings were like, "Eh." Now, to that point, I brought that up because when we spoke to Ryan Lambert from Puck Soup podcast, I tried to get him to hype me up on Keith Petruzzelli. And you guys can go back and listen to that interview. I did slice it out on our YouTube page. So it's just Red Wing Rant Conversations. And it goes to the Ryan Lambert conversation. He said, the problem with Petruzzelli, and you see the growth, goes back to the fact that he is playing freshman now in the fourth year. Also, goalies that find success in the NHL don't have that freshman slump, don't have, issues in the sophomore year. freshman, sophomore year, junior, senior. They are killing it. So he brought up the names. I'm not going to be able to rattle them off right now. How about an easy one? Ryan Miller. There we go. From Michigan State. Like those are the names where they just crushed it start to finish. And, that was his bugaboo with Keith. Was his argument was, you see this a lot of these kids getting better as they get older. And that's the long and short of it, is that he didn't make enough of a difference for the Red Wings, apparently, at this point, for us to give him a real shot. But, you know, I think he was on everybody's mind at the end of the NCAA season of like, wow, okay, maybe we have a goaltender prospect. But, yeah, here we are. He's gone. And we're all going to be...
Yeah, we're still waiting for word from, the brass tacks, Stevie Y to kind of comment on that a little bit. But... you know, we love nothing more than to read some tea leaves on this program, Matt. So with two first-round picks, it's starting to get likelier and likelier that Red Wings are going to be gunning for either Wallstedt or Kosa. Kosa, my beloved 6'5" monster. This kind of feeds into it. We don't know if the Red Wings maybe said something, if it was, exclusively just Keith saying, nah, I'm good. Or if the Red Wings also kind of said,
ah. Right. I think that's probably the best point too, to keep, I was going to say harping, but just to continue to bring up, is we don't really know what the story is here. And this was all reported through Twitter of just saying, starting to hear, like that. We don't have any real confirmed information here, but somebody heard something, but, I do like your point of, if it was the Red Wings, did this just put it in stone that Wallstedt's going to be pick 6?
Could be.
I think a good quality draft prospect rating system to check out, we've brought up before, is Dubber Prospects. It's Tony Ferrari. You'll see him jump around on the other podcasts from time to time. Guy works hard. I see him on a new podcast every week. But I did want to bring up his take because I thought he was speaking directly to me. But here's his take on Jesper Wallstedt. You say drafting a goalie this high is a dumb move. And by the way, this is his number 3 guy on his list. You think it's a dumb move? I say you're a coward and need to grow a backbone. I was thinking maybe a pair. If he had said that, it would have been better. As possibly the only true franchise-altering talent in the class, if Wallstedt isn't at least in the conversation for teams at the top of the draft, they're doing themselves a disservice. So any team, basically, that isn't considering this in the top 10 is making a huge mistake. He's one of the most technically sound goaltenders in years. Wallstedt has the incredible ability to put his athleticism on the back burner with save after save, making it look easy because of his elite puck tracking and positional play. That's not to say that he is unathletic, as some have suggested, because he has made numerous stellar saves from a position of desperation this season, showcasing his body explosion as well as his flexibility. I'll say it again. If Wallstedt isn't in the conversation for teams at the top, it's a mistake. Now, I just realized, Mike, Tony needs a better editor because this is littered with spelling errors, typos, top to bottom. Like, this is what I'm telling everybody right now is a top prospect rating system or a place to get your prospect information. But goddamn, Tony, somebody's got to read through these. Just released it this morning. We do have some comments here. Petruzzelli can stay one more year in college. Thanks, Eric. And Detroit still retains rights, Eiserman said in the presser. So, Eric, if you could let me know, are you talking about the presser from this was a couple weeks ago, or did he make an announcement today with the Alex Tungay signing to say that Petruzzelli was sticking around? And then Nicholas Bauer, I don't know if I should say your whole name. Yeah, you're on YouTube. You put it on there. who should Detroit pick in the 20s? No one has talked about that pick. So what's funny is our last episode, we touched on Kosa, but all of our comments on YouTube were it's not going to happen. Kosa's going way earlier than that. You guys are kidding yourselves if you think you can hold on to that. I mean, if we look at this Dauber prospect ranking, again, from Tony Ferrari, I highly respected prospect ranking, I don't know, system. Just a website? Do I just call it a website? He's got Kosa at number 22.
Technical term, website.
Because it's not a system. It's just a guy's head, and he's got a bunch of people writing with him. Eric did throw in there a couple weeks ago. The thing about Petruzzelli today, Eric, was that there was a mention on Twitter going around with Detroit's media types that Petruzzelli is not getting a contract offer from the Red Wings, or Petruzzelli was offered one. He did not sign it. Regardless, it looks like he's moving on from the Red Wings, was the report earlier. But thanks for throwing that out there, Eric. So that's to go back to Nick's question, stick with the Kosa conversation. If you think he can fall that far, we're super high on him. Mike, I think you said 6'5" earlier. Tony Ferrari has him listed at 6'6", so he grew an inch from the last time Tony put out a draft ranking.
So, yeah, I remember, isn't Wattstead, isn't he 6'2"?
6'3". Jesper Fellstedt.
Yeah. I don't know why I keep shrinking these guys, but yeah. Yeah, it's all madness.
You're a fan of pro wrestling, so you know the heights are all over the place.
Should be overdoing it. Yeah, 6'6", 400 pounds. Yeah, there's so much talk about it being madness to draft a goalie, but then both of these, you know, guys are predicted, you know, to go higher and higher and higher now. You know, one before the Red Wings pick at 6, Kosa potentially before we pick again at 20. I don't know. It's this draft is going to be all over the map. I wouldn't be surprised if we miss out on both goalies. And then it's just going to be, you know, whether Yzerman is confident that those guys are going to be there and starts throwing out all those bonus picks that we got laying around to try and snag one of those guys. I don't know. It's I know that's what I would ideally like. Defenseman at 6 at 20. My boy Kosa is still there, but you know, we need a lot of dominoes to fall in our favor. So,
well, it's the same argument where I would not have picked Volstead from the get-go, and it's I don't like goalies in the top 10, and people have been throwing out Vasilevsky and Carey Price playing each other, but don't forget, Vasilevsky late in the first round. Carey Price, of course, highly touted, goes first. But that seems so hard to hit on, and I don't know. I'm still having trouble latching onto it, even though it looks like an inevitability, but then you play the you know, going into the 20s game. And if and here's Nick. He says if Kosa is picked, he wants Jacob. But, yeah, to continue the Kosa conversation, if he's there, I like it, especially if right now we're making decisions to drop who I would have thought would be our top goaltender prospect. Now, Jacob, what's funny is everything I've seen, I thought he might be going earlier, but I'm all about it. I'm crossing my fingers because Chaz Lucius has been all over the place. But I think recently he's really jumped up into like the top 15. And that's sort of a bummer because when I was doing my early mock drafts, that's who I was picking. Scott Morrow is another one where at least if he's a right side defenseman and the Wings are littered with them. I still like the idea though that he gets comparisons to Cale Makar, Scott Morrow out of Shawtuck, 6'2", 198 pounds. Like I said, the right side defenseman. That's something to me that it feels like I just keep looking at guys I'm hoping are going to slip down to us. I don't know.
Chica's not a bad one either because he's another one of those guys when you go through. They'll do. Combine all the rankings, you know, all the different sources, elite prospects, you know, that's one of our favorites. Then you'll just be flying all over, like, you know, people on TSN, NHL Central Scouting. He's all over the map. Like, some spots have him at 77. For European skaters, he's all the way up to, like, number 5. This you know, it makes me think of that that Zoom meeting we saw with Iserman where he was laughing. Who was our at our boy's expense? Who was that?
Oh, Khan. I almost called him Tony Khan. Yeah, Anson Khan.
Yeah, about trying to predict this draft because of the way these guys just kind of like yo-yo right. all the way from like top five all the way down to, you know, maybe a third rounder. So this is going to be one of the another one of those ultimate tests to see and judge, you know, Iserman's eyeball for finding talent.
When Nick, you know who I took recently was Carson Lambos, but you could probably make the argument at this point because of what Mike's saying, and especially with COVID running into being able to like observe these guys, injuries getting in the way, injuries that maybe wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the crazy schedule because of COVID. But now Lambos, I mean, he could fall to the second round. We could line him up, no problem. And then we've got another solid defensive prospect in the early in the second, 2 years in a row with Volander and then Lambos. The best way to describe Carson Lambos, Mike, is that he did well in the video game. So he was such a highly touted prospect that NHL 21 decided to make sure that he was around for 15 years and got ranked into like the – or he ended up with like a 90 overall. Yeah, Eric Johnson back. He's thrown in there Kosa at 22 for elite prospects. Is that the consolidated ranking there, Eric, or is that just the elite prospects top to bottom ranking? Throw that in there because that would be nice to know, at least for the sake of hoping we can luck in to Kosa, that there's a couple of top minds at least putting them at 22, and maybe we just cross our fingers.
It does feel the one consensus is that the Red Wings are going in one of two directions, because it seems like there's a lot of defensive prospects that are like, you know, 6'1" and bigger,
yeah,
or goalies with size. I don't see a lot of forwards really, you know, dazzling at this point. So at least it kind of feels like we have an idea they're going, you know, defense, which stinks because it kind of felt like the Red Wings had a little bit of a system this season to just kind of, you know, turtle and prevent scoring opportunities. So we're still not addressing that issue with getting goals. But maybe there's just not much you can do in this draft to address that. And maybe that's where we move into the next part of the show where Matt had a few free agent ideas.
Oh,
a now, few, high in the sky free agent ideas, but right. You know.
So the I options, thought it would,
they're out there. They're here, technically here's, available.
Yeah. Here's the rule. We're building a winner through free agency. So basically what we're saying is we're going against what everybody else says. And you know, can you just build through free agency? No, you need to build through draft. Iserman, of course, built the Lightning through a lot of fantastic trades and the draft. So here's my rules. I've got to make sure I follow the RFA rules. I can add some draft picks, but the Red Wings were granted early access to every pending free agent. So teams can't even re-sign their own guys. I have access to everyone.
So technically we tampered in this game without any tampering penalties.
I love this too. Great segue. That's right. So we're allowed to tamper. I'll start here. There's probably more guys from the Red Wings I could have re-signed, but just to get the easy ones out of the way, Bernier and Grice are returning. If I'm the guy who's going to sit here and go, I'm not going to draft Wallstedt at six, my official statement is I'm not going to be bummed about it at all, but I think I would just go in a different direction. If that's my comment, then of course I'm fine with Bernier sticking in net. So line it up. All right. So,
hey, we saw the stats out there. He's great against a breakaway. I don't even know why we play defense. You know, let's put that theory to the test. More breakaways right. against Bernier. Let's see what you got.
Now, I'm gonna pull this up in a second so everybody can take a peek at what I have built. But before we get into that, not just the sort of just to set this up, this is a team that Jay Fresh's roster builder has us at 104 points next season for 82 games.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were playing 164 games. So, okay. This is a regulation season. Yeah, we're going to get 104.
We're not playing, we're not playing extra games.
All right. Yes, we're not combining preseason. Okay, go.
Let's go with the biggest acquisitions here. To start, we're losing 4 first-round picks, Mike, because we're going to go and get Elias Pettersson. We're all in. Pettersson is a Detroit Red Wing. We're going to give him the max contract. We've got our top-line center, Mike. And before I line up, you know, who he's with, we'll go through some other acquisitions here and who else is going to get the call up. I'm putting Lucas Raymond in the lineup. We're doing it. It's good to go. Line it up. Also, I should probably mention Jakub Vrana's getting his contract. So that's good to go. All right. So we're going to bounce to, or I don't need to say which line we're bouncing to. I'm also bringing in Mike from Tampa Bay Lightning, Blake Coleman. Coming in. Yeah. So we're bringing in, here's the second guy I'm going to bring up that is in the Stanley Cup Finals. Mike, we love him to death. Philip Deneau coming in to the Detroit Red Wings.
You Blake say Coleman. Yes, I say Deneau. Bring him aboard. Come in, man.
All right, we're going to keep rolling here. These are the other free agent acquisitions we're making. Dougie Hamilton coming in. Again, we've got the cap space. Line it up. Alec Martinez coming over, and to finish it off from the successful season from a struggling team from the New Jersey Devils, you know, found a way to find success. Ryan Murray coming in. All right. So here's what we want to do. I'm gonna share this in a second here, so you guys can see how I'm putting this lineup together. And what I'd love to get is some comments on how you guys would have built your roster if you go by my rules. Again, you can throw in some draft picks. I just don't know if there's anybody in there right now that I think changes this team that much. But you have access to every player before free agency starts. You got to follow the RFA rules, but try and build me a champion. So let me show you after I let you know who I did sign here.
Let's pull it up here, man. Can you also pull up where's my cap friendly here to see first round picks we'll have for the next 5 years? We're gonna have 2 this year, and then looks like 0 for the 4 years after that. This better
can you,
pan
can
out.
You see this?
Yeah. If you kind of here, let me maximize here. Yeah, you can kind of read it. Okay.
Good. We're, so that first great. Line, Mike. We're going to have the checkmates sticking together. You've got Philip Zadina, Jakub Vrana, centered by Elias Pettersson. That's right. Second line, Mike. Here we go. We're going with all draft picks. Tyler Bertuzzi, Dylan Larkin, and Lucas Raymond getting a shot. Third line, Mike, this is my favorite line that I built. It's Blake Coleman, Philip Deneau, and Jonathan Berggren, who's also getting his shot in the lineup. Now Berggren has played center, but most recently, over in the SHL, he's a right winger. So I thought this would be the best way to bring in probably the best strictly defensive forward, and bring a little bit of offense and some, skill from Berggren. But then also we're just getting a lot of stability from Blake Coleman. So I love this third line so goddamn much. And then my fourth line is pretty much just filling out like shitty Red Wing team favorites. So I'm not saying these guys are shitty. I'm just saying they look so much better when we're shitty. So that would be Adam Ernie on the left wing. Joe Valeno's
important distinction.
Right. Joe Valeno's centering this line, and Robbie Fabry leaving the center position, going back to wing. This fourth line I almost love as much as the third line. But it's our defensive cores, Mike, that are really really getting me excited. Mike, this first defensive pairing, I don't know how it could go any other way. Dougie Hamilton, Moritz Seider. Line it up. Of course, Dougie coming in with a high price, just like Pettersson is going to have to. Probably just like Philip Deneau and Blake Coleman are going to have to, too. We can make it work, right? Alec Martinez, Philip Peronik are my second D pairing. And then, like I mentioned, Ryan Murray coming over, playing with Troy Stetcher. So I really am crossing my fingers that Troy isn't getting picked up in the expansion draft, which I think there's very high likelihood. Also a pretty high likelihood is just Svechnikov. But there you have it, Mike. Like I mentioned, I'm sticking with Bernier and Grice, as Jay Fresh's roster builder points out. not going to do us any favors. But it's got us projected at 104 points. Now, the asterisk with that is this does not include like any points we're getting from Lucas Raymond's ability to play Berggren or Joe Valeno, because there isn't anything in, or Moritz Seider, because there isn't anything in Jay Fresh's system that can project what a rookie would be able to bring to the team. So you can make the argument like 104 points could be higher, but we reached that 100 point threshold, and goddamn, this is a sexy lineup. I gotta say,
Matt has mortgaged the future for Pettersson for 104 points next season. you've really got to be like in love with this team. So Matt basically said, we're going to get the best, arguably the best forward and defenseman on the market. We're bringing them both in. Matt, if you had to pick one, and I'm not saying which player is better because it's, you know, it's Pettersson at this point. Which one would you add to the Red Wings knowing, what kind of mortgage you got to give up for Pettersson? You got to hope that Yzerman has already nailed all his drafts, and then we're not going to get a first-round pick for a little while, or at least not a Red Wing one. Which one of those two would you say is a better investment?
Oh, I'm Pettersson and who?
Oh, and Dougie.
Whew. Pettersson's honestly, even with all the first round picks, like that's what you're hoping to land in our next four first round picks is someone with the skill of Pettersson. So that's the argument to be made. And you also like to hope that the Red Wings continue to get better. So those first round picks mean less and less. The real loss though, with all those first round picks is we see like Tampa Bay thrown out first round picks year after year to build their team up at the trade deadline. How many opportunities are you losing going forward, especially now that we're saying we're a playoff team, to improve this lineup? There's four right there. They're gone. So there's a lot you lose with that, and not just being able to draft someone in the first round. But Dougie Hamilton is going to be an amazing pickup. Every single beat writer has their latest rumors. My team is going to pick up Dougie Hamilton. So I really don't know where he's going to go at this point. It doesn't make sense right now for the Red Wings. So I'm not saying he's old, but you get a 22-year-old Elias Pettersson. So that's where the deal's at.
The Pettersson negotiations are going to be really interesting. Just because, Vancouver's cap situation is not super ideal.
Yeah.
They're going to be bumping against it, and, you know, Pettersson and Hughes are both, looking to get new deals. That would be like for the rest of the NHL, that would be the only way for them to kind of, luckily these guys are both in the same year. Like the Canucks are kind of screwed,
right?
As far as, you know, offering long-term deals to both those guys. So that's where somebody could kind of swoop in, and knowing that those guys both hired like new, power agents, JP Barry, Pat Brisson, they're really gunning for big money. There's some stories that maybe they're going to, be a little bit more patient and wait for the cap to kind of, bloom up a little bit after, we've kind of gotten a little bit past the pandemic here. Right. And for the revenue to start coming in from the new TV deals, all that good stuff. But signing the new agent for Pettersson this year makes me think that he's kind of rubbing his hands together, and I don't think he's going to be given any discounts. It definitely looks like he's going to be asking for a lot, and the Red Wings, especially if they're going to swoop in, and knowing Vancouver is like at all costs, we have to try and at least keep, probably Pettersson. The Red Wings are going to probably be spending not a $1.50 to the dollar, probably $1.75, $2 to the dollar. Maybe not that much, but woo, knowing he's already going to be asking for a big number, you're going to have to really, you know, put your Red Wing dick down on the table.
Slap your Iser plan on the table. North Moto nailed it. I mean, he says there's no way Vancouver doesn't qualify him. That's where it comes into play. It's like
there
has
to
be
that pie in the sky offer from the Red Wings, who have the cap space to do it, and you get all those picks. I mean, Vancouver, are they really going to say we're going to keep this guy on the payroll for what, 12, 13 million, and say no to four Red Wing first round picks? Woo, it's a lot to think about. So, I mean, the offer sheet makes a lot of sense. He's an established guy. We know he's going to score, but man. That's a lot to turn down.
Here we go. New t-shirt, Mike. Red Wing dick. now, North Moto, when you picture that, is that
you picture the balls with winged wheels on them?
Yeah. I need a better picture than that, because that could be the Red Wing logo with a big old Schwanz. There's a lot of ways to go, I think, with the Red Wing dick. I don't know. It could be like a Richard Nixon kind of play there and put a Red Wing shirt on him. There's a dick.
That's when you got like a lot of foreskin, you know, I got Red Wing dick, you know, it's flapping around, you know, I had to get it taken care of this week. So
now, one quick, Eric let us know Lightning are up 1-0. There we go. See, I was right. You don't take Jesper Wallstedt in the top 10 because now Carey Price gave up a goal. I'm just kidding. All right. One quick, I'll say an amendment. Everybody while I was going was saying Berggren is going to be sticking in Grand Rapids. I think the sexier pick is to put Berggren in that lineup, but still going to have a Namestnikov in the lineup. So if everything goes along with the Svechnikov expansion draft pick, then that means we still have a Namestnikov. So I'm happy putting him on that fourth line and maybe moving some guys around. But that's I think there's still enough there to make this still doable with everybody who's still in the lineup. I probably should have made some space for Richard Panik too. I guess we'll have to figure out what's going on there, because that means I left off two contracts that are on the books to fill out that roster. But Mike, we said we were going to keep it short, and here we are, a minute 47. No, so you got to run. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Everybody that tuned in on Twitch too for our first Red Wing Rant show, I thank you for tuning in. And
special thanks to North Moto with the Red Wing Dick shirt. Get those printed.
Tell you what, North Moto, send us an email. What is it? Admin@ BODpodcast.com. I'll just make a t-shirt and we'll figure out a way to get you I almost said an Iserman dick. A Red Wing Dick t-shirt.
Wow.
All right.
I didn't know he opened up an OnlyFans. Yeah, things were going well over there.
This is the end of our relationship with YouTube. Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday morning. All right, toodaloo.